All throughout Scripture, church family, God uses the weak to show how strong He is. That's the point. God does not need me, and He does not need you. God right now in the heavenlies is not sitting there going, I'm somewhat limited, and so I need to go find someone on earth to help me get through this situation. I can assure you this, God's not thinking that. But here's the beauty. God, through His love, mercy, grace, and atonement of His Son, Jesus Christ, doesn't need us. But He desperately, listen to me, He desperately, desperately wants us. You say, how do you know? Anyone, as we just read in this text today, who's willing to deliver up their own son so that you, as you place your faith and trust in Him, might live, does that give you, in any remote scheme, the love and the devotion He has for you as the object of His affection? I mean, you may have parents, you may have a spouse, there may be someone in your life that has thrown you under the bus. Let me give you great news today. God has set His affection on you through His Son, Jesus Christ. And He will bring you hope and identity and security like nothing else could bring you. Therefore, two things. No calling in God's economy is small, number one. But number two, as God calls you, do not believe the lie of the evil one where he will beat you down daytime, nighttime, all throughout your life saying you are just simply not good enough. There's a true component to that. I and you are not good enough, comma, but God has made us worthy through the blood of His Son. And now we are worthy. Now we are good enough. How do we know? Because we've been declared righteous. We've been justified by the blood of the cross through the faith we place in that.
Hey, this is John Couch of This Day Ministries. Thanks so much for tuning into this broadcast. Let's go out and live a life of unwavering obedience to King Jesus. And let's do so having God's strength for this day.